In the day's other news, the death toll rose to 51 in a migrant smuggling horror story in Texas. They were found Monday evening, packed into a tractor trailer rig parked in San Antonio. Temperatures were near 100 degrees. President Biden called it horrifying and heartbreaking. We'll get details after the news summary. There is more fallout from the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. A Texas judge today blocked a 1925 law that banned nearly all abortions. A federal appeals court allowed a Tennessee ban after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Meanwhile, the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services said that he will consider all options for abortion access if they pass legal muster.
We're not interested in going rogue and doing things just because. And so to every American who's impacted, my apologies that we can't tell you there's a silver bullet.
One option could be setting up abortion clinics on federal land, but the White House warned patients and providers could still be prosecuted under state laws. It is primary night again, with elections in 6 states and several marquee races. Republican Tina Peters is running to be Colorado's top elections official. She has been indicted for election fraud, and she rejects the 2020 election results. And New York's Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul faces primary challenges after stepping in when Andrew Cuomo resigned. Advisors to the FDA are recommending that COVID vaccines be tweaked to match the highly contagious offshoots of the Omicron variant. The panel voted today for adding new protections to updated boosters this fall. The recommendation now goes to the full FDA. In central Ukraine, rescuers kept digging today in the ruins of a burned-out shopping mall hit by Russian missiles. Firefighters cleared rubble from Monday's attack in Kremenchuk. It killed at least 18 people, with 21 still missing. But Ukraine's interior minister said no one could have survived the intense heat.
We can now say for sure there are no living people remaining. At such temperatures, bodies can burn out completely. So we can't rule out that a certain amount of people, remains, will be recovered only after the site is completely cleared.
Meanwhile, the group of 7 democracies pledged to support Ukraine for as long as it takes. And significantly, Turkey dropped its opposition to letting Sweden and Finland join the NATO alliance as alliance leaders convened in Spain. We'll return to all of this later in the program. The United Nations now says that the first decade of Syria's civil war killed more than 300,000 civilians. It is the highest official estimate yet, but it does not include thousands who died from lack of health care or food. Syria's war began in 2011. A court in Germany has convicted a former Nazi concentration camp guard of more than 3,500 counts of accessory to murder. The defendant, identified only as Joseph S., is 101 years old. He entered a courtroom today in a wheelchair, hiding his face with a blue folder. The granddaughter of a prisoner at the Sachsenhausen camp welcomed the outcome.
But I think it's really important that my generation and the future generation, as there will no longer be direct witnesses of this history, that we keep on this memory.
The suspect was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Back in this country, a federal court in New York sentenced Ghislaine Maxwell to 20 years in prison for steering young girls to Jeffrey Epstein for sexual abuse. The British socialite told the court that meeting the financier was the greatest regret of her life. Epstein died of suicide in 2019. Suspected hate crimes in California have hit their highest level since after 9/11. The state says there were nearly 1,800 reported incidents last year, up 33% from a year earlier. Reports involving Asian Americans jumped nearly 200%. Incidents involving sexual orientation rose nearly 50%. Michigan's Supreme Court today ordered indictments dismissed against former state officials in the Flint water scandal. Ex-Governor Rick Snyder had faced misdemeanor counts in the lead contamination crisis. The court found that a judge wrongly issued the indictments without using a grand jury. And on Wall Street, a sharp drop in consumer confidence pushed stock indexes down 1.5%. to 3%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 491 points to close at 30,947. The Nasdaq fell 343 points. The S&P 500 slipped 78. Still to come on the NewsHour, clinics ramp up aid for women seeking abortions across state lines after the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. The U.S. ambassador to NATO discusses a critical summit at a time of uncertainty in Europe, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.